Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things that can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. The night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus sat at a Passover supper with his disciples. During that occasion, they were jockeying for position, envious one of another, unknowingly just about to betray Jesus and to deny Jesus. And he took the bread that was on the table and he broke it and he blessed it and he gave it to them and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. This take and eat. And then he took the cup after they had supped, saying, this cup is the new covenant, the new testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it. And later the Apostle Paul tells us that the Lord Jesus instructed him to instruct the church to get together every so often and break the bread and drink the cup, which were symbols of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. And that's what we're about to do this morning. I want you to understand this bread is not the body of the Lord Jesus, nor does it become the body of the Lord Jesus. It is a symbol of the body of the Lord Jesus, which was offered, as the song said, for me, for you. This cup is not the blood of Jesus, nor does it become the blood of Jesus. It is a symbol, a picture of the blood that he shed, without which there can be no remission of sins. So as you partake this morning, you are doing so simply in memory, simply reflecting back on what he did for you, what he did for me. We are rejoicing that he chose to do the will of the Father and to come and take our sin upon himself. you must be born again to get to heaven. And this will not do it. Eating this bread and drinking this cup will not save your soul. In fact, if you are not sure that you're saved, if you're not sure that you have been born again, that you are one with Christ or one in Christ, I would encourage you to let the bread pass by and the cup pass you by. Don't be embarrassed or ashamed. Just be honest. If you've not personally inside in your heart with your soul received the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for you at Calvary inside, this outward testimony to that would be meaningless and without value. So just spend the time contemplating what he did for you and ask yourself, why am I not receiving him? Why am I not yielding to him? Why am I not giving him my heart? And let the Lord speak to you. If you're a parent here today, I encourage you to govern the actions of your children. It's my personal belief and conviction that if you're saved and you know you're saved, you've been scripturally baptized, those are the only requirements for membership in a local church, then you're welcome to participate with us. If you're not a member of this local church, but you're saved and baptized and in fellowship with a church that believes and embraces the truth of the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ, I welcome you to participate with us today. If you are not baptized, you're saved and not baptized, I challenge you to ask yourself in this time, if he was willing to lay down his life for me, why am I not willing to follow him in the waters of believers' baptism? If it's your intent to do so, and you just have not done so yet, I would welcome you to participate as well. So I'm going to ask our men to come and to join us and help us with the distributing of the elements. Okay, Brother Wyatt, Brother Burrell. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask them first to come by with the bread, and you take a piece of bread and just hold it in your hands until all have been served. Then we'll ask God's blessing upon it and we'll partake together. During the distribution, we're not going to sing as we often do. We're just going to have the pianist play and you quietly contemplate your relationship with God. And if nothing more, just spend some time thanking him, worshiping, praising him for what he did for you. And ask him to give you that same heart and same spirit. Go ahead, gentlemen. Thank you. Brother Peter, would you lead our prayer and give God thanks for this gift and ask his blessing upon our participation. Jesus said, this is my body, which is broken for you. In remembrance of a wonderful Savior and his sacrifice, let's partake together.